right, welcome in. Here we go. Merry Christmas. It is Merry Christmas in September. September 4th is finally upon us. The NFL season kicks off in only a few hours, so I've been waiting to give you my NFL predictions. Let's run through my NFL predictions. I'm going to give division winners. I'm going to give who I have in the AFC and NFC title championship games, my MVP of the year, and my defensive player of the year, who wins the Super Bowl. Let's go. Okay, let's start with the NFC. I've got the Rams winning the NFC West. I've got the Lions winning the NFC North. Eagles winning the NFC East. And then the Bucks, of course, winning the NFC South. My wild card in the NFC, I've got the Niners, the Packers, and the Panthers. So in that order, we've got Rams as the 1 seed, the Lions as a 2 seed, Eagles as a 3 seed, Bucks as a 4 seed, Niners 5th, Packers 6th, Panthers 7th. My new teams entering the playoffs for the NFC, that really only leaves it to the Panthers and the Niners. So we got 2 new teams in the NFC. The Niners have a really easy schedule. So do the Rams. So I think those 2 teams are going to have really good records. I expect both of them to be kind of fighting for that 1 seed, similar to the Lions and the Vikings last year. We'll see what happens. I'm going to give the nod to the Rams. I think they're loaded up on defense with that young defense. Matt Stafford, I know his back's been an issue, but it sounds like he's going to be a full go. So we're going to go with the Rams. We got the Lions at the 2 seed. All right, jumping over to the AFC. I've got the Bengals coming out of the AFC North. I've got the Chargers winning the AFC West. The Bills, they dominate the AFC North. I don't think that's going to stop. And we've got the Texans in the AFC South. My wild card winners are the Chiefs, of course. I'm not worried about the Chiefs making the playoffs. I just think the Chargers are going to edge them out for the division. We've got the Ravens, no surprise, and the Jags. So my new teams in the AFC making the playoffs, I've got the Bengals and the Jags. Those are my 2 new teams. The rest have made the playoffs. That means you've got about 4 new teams if you step back and look at both conferences, which is about league average, anywhere from 4 to 5 new teams every year make the playoffs. So yeah, in that order, we've got the Bengals with the 1 seed, Chargers at the 2 seed, Bills with the 3 seed, Chiefs at the 5th seed, Ravens at the 6th seed, and the Jags at the 7th seed in those wild card spots. Look, I just think this season, Joe Burrow, if you look at their schedule, their toughest stretch, they've got later in the year, like weeks 13 through 15, they've got Ravens, Bills, Ravens. Now that stretch is going to be tough. I think they can go 2-1 in that stretch, which is going to allow them to get the 1 seed. They are not going to see the Chiefs this year. It's a very winnable schedule. Out of the gate, they've got the Browns and the Jags. I think we're going to see the Bengals flip the narrative, start off hot. Joe Burrow knows going into this season what he didn't last season. Defense isn't very good. They're going to score a lot of points. A lot of camaraderie on the offense. Looking for big things from them. Chargers. I think the Chargers Friday night are going to make a statement. Jim Harbaugh is just too good. If you look at his track record, everywhere Jim Harbaugh goes, he wins. They're going to win this division. It's going to be a tough one. I expect big things from the Chargers this year. The Chiefs sort of just had the weirdest 15-win record last year as a team. I've never seen a team win 15 games, but not really look that strong. And that was showcased in the Super Bowl. So this Friday, tomorrow, that's a big game for the Chargers. So I believe they're going to win that game, and I think they're going to win the division. No surprise, Bills, Ravens, we got them in the playoffs. Let's jump to my MVP prediction for the season. Obviously, I think Joe Burrow is winning the 1 seed. I think he's going to have another awesome season. Joe Burrow will be minted with an MVP award at the end of the season. My defensive player of the year, like I mentioned in the NFC, I've got the Lions at the 2 seed. Aiden Hutchinson's coming back. They're saying he looks just as good as he did before the injury. They're going to be the 2 seed. They're going to remind people early this season that they have a really good defense when Aiden Hutchinson and they're all healthy. So I got Aiden Hutchinson winning the defensive player of the year award. Okay, NFC title. I've got the Lions as the 2 seed facing the Bucks in the NFC title game, and I've got the Lions winning over the Bucks. I think the Bucks are going to have a great year. Baker is nothing but putting up a lot of production. Do you know there's only 3 teams in the last 5 NFL seasons that have made the playoffs every year? 3 teams in the NFL in the last 5 years have made the playoffs every year. The Bills, the Chiefs, and yeah, you guessed it, the Bucks. So that franchise is just, you know, they're inching closer to reaching an NFC title game. I think they will this year with Baker. AFC title game, I've got The Bengals over the Chargers. That's right. Jim Harbaugh gets the Chargers to the AFC title game, but they're going to have to go into Cincy, and Joe's going to get the job done. Super Bowl, Bengals over the Lions. That's my prediction. Joe Burrow, Super Bowl MVP. I know what you're thinking. Geez, Adam, you love you some Joe Burrow. I do. I really do. You look at his EPA last year. No one plays the position more efficiently. They need the 20th ranked defense. That's all they need, and I think they'll get that. They got Hendrickson on the one-year deal. They're all in for this season. I like what the Bengals have, so that's my prediction. I know a lot of people love the Ravens and the Bills. I get it. If you look back last year, the Bengals won 9 games, and the 2 times they lost to the Ravens, they lost by a combined, 3 points in overtime, so there's 3, and then they lost by 1 point in regulation, so they lost by a combined 4 points. Those games are barn burners. I think this year they get the job done. They edge out the Ravens for the division, and they set themselves up to go on a Super Bowl run. So that is my prediction. Those are my division winners, wild card winners. That's my preview in the playoffs. MVP, like I said, Joe Burrow, Defensive Player of the Year, Aiden Hutchinson. Hit me up. I'd love to see what your predictions are. Hey, doesn't really matter. At this point, we're all just happy that it's not the middle of the summer watching tennis or basketball. Summer League basketball is the highlight of the day. No, football's back. Merry Christmas in September. Let's go.